When she saw the man, she went pale. "Go to your room," she told Jude in a scary voice. "Now!"
"Whose child is that?"
the man asked, pointing at her. His voice was oddly accented.
"Yours? His?"
"No one's." Mom didn't even look in Jude's direction. "She's no one's child." That wasn't right. Jude and Taryn looked just like their dad. Everyone said so. She took a few steps toward the stairs, but didn't want to be alone in her room. "Vivi," Jude thought. "Vivi will know who the tall man is. Vivi will know what to do." But Jude couldn't seem to make herself move any farther.
"I've seen many impossible things,"
the man said.
"I've seen the acorn before the oak. I've seen the spark before the flame. But never have I seen such as this. A dead woman living. A child born from nothing."
Mom seemed at a loss for words. Her body was vibrating with tension. Jude wanted to take her hand and squeeze it, but she didn't dare.
"I doubted Baelkin when he told me I'd find you here,"
said the man, his voice softening.
"The bones of an earthly woman and her unborn child in the burned remains of my estate were convincing. Do you know what it is to return from battle to find your wife dead, your only heir with her? To find your life reduced to ash?"
Mom shook her head, not as if she was answering him, but as though she was trying to shake off the words. He took a step toward her, and she took a step back. There was something wrong with the tall man's leg. He moved stiffly, as though it hurt him. The light was different in the entry hall, and Jude could see the odd green tint of his skin and the way his lower teeth seemed too large for his mouth. She was able to see that his eyes were like Vivi's. "I was never going to be happy with you," Mom told him. "Your world isn't for people like me." The tall man regarded her for a long moment.
"You made vows,"
he said finally. She lifted her chin. "And then I renounced them." His gaze went to Jude, and his expression hardened.
"What is a promise from a mortal wife worth? I suppose I have my answer."
Mom turned. At her mother's look, Jude dashed into the living room. Taryn was still sleeping. The television was still on. Vivienne looked up with half-lidded cat eyes.
"Who's at the door?" she asked. "I heard arguing."
"A scary man," Jude told her, out of breath even though she'd barely run at all. Her heart was pounding.
"We're supposed to go upstairs."
She didn't care that Mom had told only her to go upstairs. She wasn't going by herself. With a sigh, Vivi unfolded from the couch and shook Taryn awake. Drowsily, Jude's twin followed them into the hallway. As they started toward the carpet-covered steps, Jude saw her father come in from the back garden. He held an axe in his hand, forged to be a near replica of one he'd studied in a museum in Iceland. It wasn't weird to see Dad with an axe. He and his friends were into old weapons and would spend lots of time talking about material culture and sketching ideas for fantastical blades. What was odd was the way he held the weapon, as if he was going to. Her father swung the axe toward the tall man. He had never raised a hand to discipline Jude or her sisters, even when they got into big trouble. He wouldn't hurt anyone. He just wouldn't. And yet, the axe went past the tall man, biting into the wood trim of the door. Taryn made an odd, high, keening noise and slapped her palms over her mouth. The tall